background noises of a pub somewhere in the middle of, I don't know, I don't even know what county we're in.
Leicestershire, aren't we?
Northamptonshire.
No, it's Leicestershire.
Well, that was the last sign I remember before Naseby, is that?
Naseby.
I said to Simon when we came in, I was like, Leicestershire, I'm sure it's nice. It just sounds a bit shit.
You've never been to Leicestershire?
Well, no, I'm sure I have, but it's just like when you come in, it's just like, it's, you know, you, like the actual, you know, when you like name a brand and like it sounds a bit shit. Do you know what I mean? And
it's not good for radio either. Leicestershire. It's got too many S's.
It's horrible.
Who are you anyway? Just for anybody that's listening that hasn't heard the epic podcast or has a radio within the region of Stratford-on-Avon.
Yeah, so we're Ollie and Si. Si's the one with the massive forehead. I've got small
forehead. Yeah, luckily they can't see that on here though, can they? So they were none the wiser before you mentioned that.
We have a podcast, Top 100, don't mention that. And Documentary is giving us some top tips on, well, what I thought was just be some really friendly tips about audio, but it's got to the point when the guy behind the bar, I mean, this is, you know, Shaun of the Dead. What was the next one that they did?
Oh, Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. This is the pub from Hot Fuzz, because we've met halfway in this place called Naseby. Complete shithole. To the point where I tried to find the place. I got on the website. The website had disbanded. We came in and we went, oh, your website's down. He goes, yeah, no. We're like, oh, are you gonna? He goes, nah, we're sort of over it, we're just gonna leave. I go, oh, when are you leaving? January. That's a bit away, isn't it? Yeah, we just don't give a fuck, do we? So
it's very much the case.
They're winding it down somewhat.
Yeah, but we're sat in the corner by a crackling fire, and I feel like I've met an MI5 agent more than a, do you know what I mean? Like the technology that has been whipped out on this table today. I mean, I thought my electric toothbrush was impressive, but some of the stuff I've seen today, I've got no idea.
How long you've brushed your teeth for?
No, but yours, I imagine, does it?
That's the most important part of electric toothbrush.
The guy behind the bar looks like the sort of guy that spends most of his time on YouTube looking at conspiracy theories. After tonight, and he's seen basically what looks like some kind of, like, you know, just before like a paramilitary mission, you know, when they drop in, they're like, we need Osama bin Laden, you are the team we're going to select to go and do it, there's 13 of you, here are the tools that you will need. Right,
what's happened here in Naseby was the scene in Zero Dark 30 just before they go to bin Laden's house.
Yeah, documentaries made Zero Dark 30 look like nailing Jesus to the cross as a complex operation. And they only had like nails to do it with. He's just like literally laid out all of this stuff on the table. The guy behind the bar basically thinks that we are some kind of like super MI5 agents.
Yeah. Now you've mentioned it, we can't possibly be, or that's a double bluff.
Well, I don't know, but all I know is I've seen every single person get out their phone in this pub and delete their search history. So
I think the golden rule of an MI5 agent is not to say that you're an MI... I mean, I imagine that's the first thing they teach you in MI5 agent school.
Yeah, it's not get out all of your gadgets and lay them on the table. So that's our way of identifying that you're not, is because you've literally just laid them all out like a salesman.
The first thing they teach you is don't say you're an MI5 agent. The second thing they teach you is don't put it on your Twitter handle. That's like the
we should all do that just for a crack after tonight and see what happens. Maybe there'll be job offers, who knows?
MI5 agent, section, Naseby.
That's the area I cover.
Yeah, you'll be able to find that online.
Yeah, you won't be able to find me because there's no Wi-Fi here, and has there been for the last 50 years.
He gave me the password on the way in, and it's super fast. I'm so conscious of this tiny pub and him looking over. He'll come over with an empty glass in a minute, and he'll be all sharp at one end.
He was judging you, the fact that you walked, because everyone else had LFF scaffolding on their top because they were having a drink after work. Documentary walked in with a backpack and a high-vis jacket and, can I have your Wi-Fi code, please?
No first, idea, mate.
First thing, look for the plug sockets, then get the Wi-Fi code.
And then make sure you know where all of the exits are.
Wi-Fi code, is that a cocktail? I don't really know what you're... I can try and make it for you, but I don't know what that is.
Dune bar.
The more important thing is, do you feel a little bit more prepared to head into the what is going to be, I think, an epic, heavy-duty future of everybody wanting you to create content for their channels?
Do I feel more prepared mentally? Yes. Financially, no. So I want everything you've shown me. I mean, that's the difference. It's like I've walked into Harrods and I don't have a job. It's like, well, look at all these wonderful things, but I can't afford any of it.
I feel like I've seen the future, and you'd think that's brilliant, but I think it's a little bit like seeing your wife's vagina after she's given a birth when you first meet her.
Oh my God.
That's the worst analogy I've ever heard in my life.
You don't want to see it at that point. Do you know what I mean? You just want to see it as it is now. I don't want to see it in 40 years' time. I feel like I've seen too much tonight.
That suggests the technology is worse, doesn't
it's going to be. He's in a way, he's right, because it's going to be a letdown the next time we meet, because this is an amalgamation of the last year's like random drunken Amazon shopping and stuff like that. Sure. So next time we meet, unless all the bugging devices and things like that are smaller, I don't know. I haven't shown you the... Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned it.
What? You haven't got enough... No, I don't want to know.
I feel what's exciting is, I feel like we will collaborate in some form to do something exciting in the future. That may involve prosthetic vaginas, I'm not sure.
You've just pivoted in some way towards looking at visual media as well. You've got a YouTube channel now, which is a huge step.
It's massive. I think we've had 62 hits. It's massive. To say, I mean, I checked that there was... It's global. It is global. I've checked that legally because someone downloaded in Papua New Guinea and Mexico and the Netherlands. We are global.
We are all around the world, aren't we? Yeah.
I mean, it's not in as many countries as our podcast. That's 38, but don't get bogged down in the facts. But YouTube is new for us, and I think that, you know, people don't realise that it's an exciting medium.
When they cotton on. Don't tell anyone, but I've heard of this.
Called YouTube. What you do is you upload stuff, and in return they give you fucking money.
You don't even have to pick up your remote control to change the channels. You can type whatever you want in and it just comes up.
Do you know how much you can make off 10,000 hits? Have you looked into that?
Oh, it's about 1p. It's about 1p. But I love a penny sweet, which I think is 2p now. I had a 99 flake the other day. I mean, I'm genuinely, I don't get really angry about many things. Like, I feel like I'm quite relaxed, right? Yeah. Pretty chilled out. I got charged £1.10 for a 99p flake. But I just said to the guy, I was just like, just rename it, mate.
It's not very catchy, though. Like, can I have a £1.20?
It'd be a £1.10.
Yeah, it's
odd.
It
doesn't sound too bad.
But we live in a world where £5 notes are worth, in some cases, more than £5. So
that's like Burger King going, oh, we're going to change the burgers to mini burgers. And it's like, but you're not still going to call it the Whopper, are you? And they go, yeah.
Whimper.
Yeah, yeah, you've got to call it the Whimper. And they go, no, we're going to call it the Whopper. But it's a mini fucking burger. So don't call it the 99p flake.
Wow. The things that keep you up at night, eh? Can't wait till you get a girlfriend. All this will stop. But then the content will dry up, so...
This could be the golden moment. The golden moment of some of the stuff that will win golden awards in the future.
Maybe
that you haven't got a shelf full already.
No, well, you know.
Go-kart in 2011, Tamworth. That's my one trophy I've got in my spare room. Yeah. That's it. Sony. What was a Sony nominated plaque? But it's a nomination, it's not an award.
Yeah,
it's
the same way pipped us, didn't he? Wanker.
Whatever happened to him, so.
Well, I can't help but, you know, be really impressed with how you guys have just maintained consistently high level of content and humour and not had any death threats yet, because some of your content and humour...
Don't start banding that around.
It's sort of, because I want the popularity, but also the chances of death threats goes up.
Yeah.
It's sort of a really odd graph, isn't it? So do I want it to go up? Do I want more listeners? Do I want more followers?
I think the problem is that, you know, people like the KKK are such a great source, and ISIL and ISIS are such a great source of humour. I mean, they are, aren't they? I mean, that guy that held up the...
Don't do this on my channel.
This is brilliant. The guy that held up the cafe in Sydney, do you remember, in the business district? And he held the cafe, held all the people at gunpoint, and then he went... the negotiators came in, of course.
He made a request, didn't he? Made a request.
Yeah, the negotiator came in, they go, oh, you have anything you want? He goes, oh, I've got the wrong flag. And they go, have you? Have you? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, get me the right one. They're like, well, that means we've got to find a printer to print an ISIS flag. He goes,
well, it's one of my requests, so get on with it, mate.
Why didn't you think about that before you came out? Because That's the bitty basics, isn't it? Check the guns, check the flags, right?
Your logo.
It's like no one would turn up at a Man U match with a Man City flag, would they?
Great football reference from Ollie Gallant. That's a first as well.
Don't turn up at a hostage situation with the... Come on, it's Billy Basics. You're embarrassing the rest of them.
Oh, damn it. I brought my Gay Pride 2008 flag instead of the ISIS flag. I can't believe it.
We don't even like the homosexuals. We cut their hands off because they touch the naughty bits.
Wow, this is escalated, isn't it? I'm not even drinking.
You're the designated driver tonight. Where are you going back to?
So we're going back to Stratford-upon-Avon in Warwickshire. Does Warwickshire sound nicer to you than Leicester?
You may have heard of it. It's a landlocked shithole, but we've got this amazing thing, right? We've kidded everyone that Shakespeare's buried there, and no one's questioned it.
But I thought there was a... Didn't they dig him up and then not mention the result?
We shut that down very quickly. Yeah. We shut that
because
down.
Because it just had the financial integrity of the whole town was at a standstill. All these lovely hotels, B&Bs and expensive houses, they were all like, well, hang on, if they prove that Shakespeare wasn't born in, we've lost our whole infrastructure and the whole marketing of the town.
Baldrick turned up with his time digging team, and they're all for it, and they go, oh, we don't think Shakespeare's here, but we found out he had family and children, and he never came back, did he?
Exhausted every penny possible.
Because we like our clean streets and posh cafes and massive income from tourists from all over the world with nothing to show but a guy that apparently was born there. We'll keep that, thanks very much.
We're riding a great wave, and I don't think anyone should be digging up his grave to check.
It's like the A5, and I'm on the A1, and like every pub you go into, Dick Turpin sat in that chair.
Yeah,
God, he was a heavy drinker. When did he have time to rob?
Every pub I've been to in Oxford claims that J.R.R. Tolkien wrote his books in there. He wrote Lord of the Rings in it. Funny this, because this Wetherspoon's opened 7 years ago, so I don't think he did he, mate?
And that ties beautifully into Simon's favourite golf reference. When Simon smashes a big driver off the tee, he goes, "Huh, J.I.R. Tonkin."
What?
Oh, I'm going to sup the last dregs of my beer, and thank you guys for... We met halfway, which was a little bit like clandestine, but it seemed to have worked.
It was like we'd met on the internet, and it was a blind date.
We haven't met before, then.
No, we haven't. It is a blind date. Yeah, I feel it's gone.
You're calling me documentaries, documentally.
No, I did say telly.
Okay, yeah, I'll listen back to the audio.
Future-proof earbuds that you've got in, you can't quite hear properly. That's the problem.
If you're in good, that's what it is.
He put these earbuds in, he goes, I can hear any conversation. The problem is, he's been listening to the neighbours down the road for the last half an hour.
I was tuned in.
Missed me calling him a wanker because he was too busy listening to the neighbours.
Well, we didn't. I thought we might order food and have some dinner, but
we never got to that. Easy date.
I know you're very much so, totally. I think it was a suspicious nature of the environment more than anything else. The fact that if this is being rammed down, what's happening behind the scenes?
I feel like this is the most exciting thing that's happened in Naseby since the original battle.
Who knows? Who knows? There's going to be some spike on a graph somewhere. And we are it. Where can people find you after this conversation, which eight people are going to hear?
Well, those eight people are welcome to...
This is the podcast. This is amazing.
My mum and yours, six. So Ollie and Si on iTunes. You can download us there. I'm good for an Insta story, so Ollie_Gallant on Instagram.
I'm good at making homemade jam, and I will send it out if you give me your address.
Really?
Yeah, genuinely. That's what I can offer.
Okay, can I do a request?
Yeah, go on.
Meddlers
jam. Yeah.
You know. Oh, go yeah, shake your
I'll
hand.
Have a go. I'll have a go. Hand. I've never done it before, but I know it.
So. I'll tell you a really interesting meddlers fact that is totally not ready for the internet yet in a minute, and that's what we're going to leave with. Clues and mystery and the future of Ollie and Si. Will they get that .com?
Hopefully.
In time.
If you haven't bought it already. Yeah. So we have to buy it off you. Yeah.
By the way, you can buy the website off me for £199.
Cheers, guys. Speak to you later.